Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Ellie Nicole, while she does it all. I am very excited to have you join us today for another high-level segment as we welcome back Profitable Leadership Authority Queen Renee Johnson, who has been our top featured guest expert, and she's been providing a Level Up Your Leadership and Branding Wow Factor series, and it has been just phenomenal. The core focus that we are actually going to speak about today is high-energize your wow factor, and this segment will also highlight our co-authored works in this particular area, and one of those works is the High-Energize It Now, and it's a Q&A journal planner for cultivating high-end lifestyle entrepreneurship, and also you'll see featured in the slideshow and also the description our publication, The New High-End Branding Zone Effect, an introduction to discovering your new high-end expression for your life, brand, and empire. So before we actually get started and I bring Queen Renee forward, I want to set the tone today to just share what the primary goal is for this segment. And it really is to provide you, the listener, with this high vibrational type of conversation and introduce you to my concept, high-energize, and how actually leveraging this principle levels up your wow factor as you really start preparing to step into what I call your new high-end calling of service. And you will also hear from Queen Renee about her experience of working with me, and she's actually shared about that in another segment, that it really helped her to level up her wow factor as a brand and also as an empire for her own new high-end experience. So I do want to share that her being on this journey actually led her to create her offerings, because she has these customized offerings that are amazing, and they are VIP initiatives, and one is Rise Up to Your High-End Life and Business, and she also offers Power Hour action sessions also as it relates to that particular offering. She also has the Brand High VIP days, and so she's got a number level of high-end VIP days that she offers through this particular one, where she actually is really taking you on the journey of leveling up as a high-end brand and in the branding zone. And so it's her own customized format of leveraging our VIP workspace planner and what she takes her clients through. But she leverages really both of our co-authored publications, and it's just great. Also, this journey led her to create her newer platform, and that's the Profitable Leaders, and there's information for all of these different offerings in the description. So I want to get right into this and welcome back to the Wow Seat, Queen Renee. Thank you for being here again.
Thank you. Good morning or afternoon to you on the East Coast over there. Good to be
yes.
here as well.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate you. And same to you. I'm so excited to have you back. It's been a phenomenal series that you've been providing, just tremendous value. And, of course, today is going to be nothing short of that continual overflow. I'm going to make your job a little easier today, since you have actually, you know, dispensed so much wisdom and knowledge and everything, and it's just been great. So what I was thinking is that I would share some excerpts from both you and I from our Hyenatize Your Life Now journal. I was thinking that the Q&A, I will share that and then also take them through a quick guided exercise with just a few of the questions from that Q&A journal.
Nice.
And then you and I we can have some high vibe dialogue and then invite others to explore your offering. So does that sound like a plan?
Perfect.
Yeah, okay.
Great way to kind of wrap up this fabulous series we've been doing for the last 6 days, and I'm just so grateful to be able to be in my zone with you each day. So thank you. So let's get them in there.
Oh, you are most welcome. You are most welcome. And
yeah.
I have loved every single moment, you know, of this, and the thanks goes to you, you know, for providing all that you have. So I'm going to share from, like I said, our publication, Hyenatize Your Life and Business Now. Again, it's a Q&A journal planner for cultivating high-end lifestyle entrepreneurship, because that's what it's about. So the opening of this publication, I have a writing for the intro, and it's called Lifestyle Level Up to Hyenatize Your Life and Business. Starts with a quote from Anthony Robbins, most known as Tony Robbins, and says, "The quality of your life is a direct reflection of the quality of the questions you are asking yourself." And then my words, "In order to improve or enhance the quality of our lives and careers, we must first know what's required of us to level up. Asking ourselves the most important high-quality questions will help us to get clear, develop desires at a higher level, and create from a much more expansive expression. The first area of higher priority is your lifestyle, and focusing on how you can create the best overall high-end experience for your total well-being. Your business will only be a reflection of your lifestyle agenda because they work in direct correlation with each other. The best method to start is using the concept that I created called Hyenatize. This will help you to lean in with new energy for creating the life that you desire without the pressure to take a huge leap into an experience that requires you to level up in stages and not rush the process." So with that being said, I just wanted to share just a little bit of this just to set the tone, but I have some questions that I want to invite you to be present with. And though this is a short segment and we don't have time for you to fully flesh them out, but at least during this segment, we can create some of this high-energized energy just by using these trigger mechanics to stimulate some thought process. So I'm not going to go through them as I would, obviously, if I was in a longer session or so. But, again, just want to create that momentum and vibration. So take a nice deep breath, please. And ask yourself, how can I hyenatize my life in the present? How can I hyenatize my life in the present? Take another nice deep breath. And ask yourself, what would my ideal high-end lifestyle look like at this phase of my life? What would my ideal high-end lifestyle look like at this phase of my life? Take another nice deep breath. And this one relates to business practices. So what areas of my current business model are in need of hyenatizing first? What areas of my current business model are in need of hyenatizing first? Let's take a nice deep breath. And I'm going to give just a little space for silence, which is cardinal on cardinal sin on radio. But for this, just, you know, some silence in the space, and then I'm going to share Rising Up to Meet My Hyenatized Life, and that's by Queen Renee. So breathe into the silence for a moment. Thank you. So Rise Up to Meet My Hyenatized Life, forward by Queen Renee Johnson. And she says, I recently reflected on my experience from the VIP intensive day I was fortunate to participate in with Queen Allie Nicole. I had a chance to review the questions and my answers again. In doing so, this further revealed pearls of wisdom, providing even more benefit from benefit now from this side of my growth. I've had heightened elevation in my energy and in various life experiences coming forth. I know these will help me expand even further. The self-assessment had brought forth new motivation to expand in some of my beliefs to reveal an even greater perspective from when I first answered. I also saw my higher voice rising in courage, strength, and a sense of inspiring peace vibrating out into the works I've been creating of late, such as contributing to publications like this with Allie Nicole. I discovered my evolution already taking form as I first answered these questions. The remnants of my hidden comfort zone container was present. I didn't realize I was working in this just enough space. Even though I was busy and productive, I honestly wasn't hyenatizing. I was in the fishbowl with all my experience, systems, and wisdom, and swimming around trying to make it new again. This discovery makes me want to challenge you as you go through the process to be thinking out of the box, the comfort zone container. Everybody breathe. Okay, Queen Renee, just going through this was just amazing. I would definitely love to have some high-level conversation around this and even what you felt just going through this just again just now and hearing your words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, I just, you know, took the opportunity to read our, you know, a publication here again before I came on and rereading my words. First of all, I want to share with the listeners that this is like last year at some point, and even reading them, I can see already how I've expanded beyond and how I can see that embodiment of me at that time and how I had to catch myself going, oh, I would write that different now. But of course I would, because I've expanded beyond those walls of it. And then I can see, you know, people say as being the power zone coach, how could you have a comfort zone? But I likened it to, we need those different walls are when we have the opportunity to come up against those, they then allow us to evaluate ourselves, just like you were having the listeners do. And then we mm-hmm. see, have an opportunity to clear them and take steps forward or to, you know, reinvent ourselves and create another power zone. And so there are layers
that's
in that.
It.
So listening to mm-hmm. this and going through it, I in that further on in the description, I talk about the different walls of my comfort zone when I
mm-hmm.
went through the VIP experience with you and discovering
mm-hmm.
what they were in that exercise. Mm-hmm. And if I'm jumping ahead, let me know. I was just going to share a
mm-hmm.
little bit about
no,
that.
No, no, you're
no,
you're good.
Okay.
You got the floor here. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, so for listeners here, the concept of hyenatizing, I was being introduced to it and I didn't know what it was because
mm-hmm.
it's Allie Nichols, right? And, and as I had a chance to go through the experience, I realized that I had these, walls of my container were built around, even though it's a pretty good size container, because I'm pretty, I take risk and I'm pretty out there
yeah.
in my brand and things that I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I was writing the answers, and I love that, Tony Robbins quote, because as I was writing the answers, I realized that I was first writing it how it currently was,
right.
not how, what would it be like if I
mm-hmm.
already, if I had,
mm-hmm.
and to think beyond that, I mean, we can all think a few things, oh, I'd like to take a trip or I'd like to do that. But really it stretched me, these questions here in the journal, which I've since used now as a joint publication for us. I've used it with my clients and
mm-hmm.
having to have them
mm-hmm.
kind of think about, it's tough. It's tough at first to really, what would hyenatize me?
Yeah.
If I really expand myself and really put myself
mm-hmm.
in that fulfillment, not in that container, but really expanding it and hyenatize my life. And so things
yeah.
for me was like looking, like a wall for me was looking at how it should be. That's a wall of a comfort zone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
how it was, how, and I had started out last year was going to be my best year yet. And then, of course, the pandemic
mm-hmm.
hit, you know, like for all of us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
uh-huh,
so
right.
I said another wall for me was I could pick up all those things that I previously had ready to go and just build another container. Or since I've learned and I've grown and I've raised my vibration, I
mm-hmm.
can look at it differently and not from that conformity.
Mm-hmm.
So the hyenatizing, I'm just sharing a few examples here because it was a
mm-hmm.
new concept for me,
mm-hmm.
And I loved it. I love learning and growing. But it was looking at where I was conforming, even if I was doing great things, where I was limiting my
right.
risk-taking, where I had to mm-hmm. identify any negative chatter, where my ego was even raising, you know, because we all have that,
mm-hmm.
and we get comfortable in those positions. And evaluating
mm-hmm.
what my container looked like. And I found, I even talk about that in my forward here, about doing that gave me new oxygen and really revealing
mm.
significant expansion for myself. And
yes.
and again, you know, really challenging myself not to just resort to pick back up old ways or old data plans,
mm-hmm.
even though they at
mm-hmm.
that time were really, you know, worked for me. There's so much growth if we all look what we've gone through this past year, if we just say,
right.
okay, what if? And we reconstruct your new. And so hyenatizing
mm-hmm.
your life and now empire, because since working with you,
mm-hmm.
I now have five empires. And probably
that's
more
right.
growth. But it requires
yes.
that you're not just transmitting a message. You know,
uh-huh.
we're talking about your
right.
leadership and branding this week,
mm-hmm.
but you
mm-hmm.
are the message at a higher frequency. And so,
yes.
you know, that
yes.
means that your life, this is really important, I think really important for your listeners, then
mm-hmm.
your life needs to rise up to
right.
to be in alignment with that message. And that's hyenatizing.
Mm.
That's
yes.
hyenatizing that you, you don't just come from the old recycled space, rather from the expanse of possibilities when you
mm-hmm.
go to the questions that you asked and the others in this publication, and you
yes.
let yourself
mm-hmm.
dream, and you let yourself envision, and even
mm-hmm.
explore larger revenue recognition, which
that's
is a
right.
great way to look at the abundance
mm-hmm.
and vibrational flow of abundance in your
mm-hmm.
life, and and rising up in your life and serving through your passion and your purpose. And so, you know, we all get different opportunities in our life if we, you know, choose to recognize different levels that we're at. But this experience of hyenatizing really has you looking at where your vibration versus what you want to create and figuring out that gap, figuring out that gap. And not only, you know, in your life, but your leadership, your business, your branding, you know, how you want to communicate and rising up to that revenue that you want and in your life.
Yes.
As we've talked about in the previous segments this week and in my recent publication, Profitable Leadership, it's, you know, money or revenue is more than money. It is the freedom, the choices in your life, just like asking those questions. And so, you know, I love it because I've been able to really using this method, clear out more of my junk in my trunk, whatever that be, and move more effortlessly and really listen to another principle that you taught me, listen to what my life is speaking to me. And listen to what my leadership is speaking to me and what my business is speaking to me at that third level of listening that we as coaches, you know, at least as I am trained in empowerment coaching, there are different, there's actually six levels, but of listening to your higher truth and, you know, reading this back this morning, having you read it out loud and hearing my own words is that there are more profound answers and direction waiting for you if you're willing to rise up. Rise up into that hyenatized. So think about that hyenatized lifestyle. The hyenatized is that high energy, that high vibration and being, like I said, you are the vibration. You are the message for your life. And I ended, if I could, my forum ended with a perspective that I wanted to share with the listeners is, I said, I hope my, because I give more about what I just shared in here in the forward. So I said, I hope my honest feedback from my own experience gives you some inside perspective to consider as you begin the journaling process while adding a little enthusiasm for the exploration journey you're about to embark on. In closing, I wish I had learned these words of advice years ago. And this is one of the hyenatized revelations that came to me during the process that I wrote down here. Don't be afraid to honor the new you you'll find in this process. You're not leaving behind the identity you've clung to, which at times served you well. Instead, you are inviting the old identity to birth wings and fly from the strength you've built up for this very reason. You find yourself blessed to be here. I believe that you are in perfect timing, and in all that, all your beauty will shine through your life and hyenatize business empire.
That is just magnificent.
Oh, and I, you know, you and I've done some work. I've actually written some works on that. Identity. I've had published in other magazines and things, because the identity, birthing that new identity for yourself and not allowing yourself to be tied down to your identity commitment is a large part of this hyenatizing. Would you agree, Queen?
Absolutely. 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 And, you know, something I want to say is, you know, the invitation to rise up, and that's the thing, is about rising up, and the hyenatizing aspect is about leaning into, because the greater expansion of who we are and our lifestyles and our business empires, it's far beyond what we can even try to wrap our minds around, but it's too big of a leap to try to get right into that. And so that's why the hyenatizing provides a nice segue into this more expansiveness, and that's, you know, your concept in terms of the rise up. And it's because you do have to rise up, you have to step up, and then you're stepping up, you're rising up to your high-end experience, because we all have a unique expression to bring about as it relates to that. And so I totally, you know, agree, you know, with you. Something else I want to say really quick on the hyenatizing level, and kind of go more into that in the other publication, but hyenatize also is just about being able to take something that currently is, like we talked about a little bit, in your business, and see how you can level that up sometimes before you make these major leaps as well in terms of products and different endeavors, because the gap in between gives you the journey, because you'll bump into a whole lot of different things, patterns, areas you need to work on, and those things need to be refined and perfected before you can actually shift into this higher trajectory of this high-end experience. But I know this segment goes by so fast, and we're coming, you know, to a close, but this has been so great because it is the high-level energy that people need to be embodying. And the embodiment is so important, just as you mentioned about, you know, being, you know, your message and being this, you know, higher identity of yourself. And that's the thing, not being afraid to rise up into this higher identity without necessarily feeling like you're sacrificing, as you mentioned, you know, the older expression. But the older expression just gets leveled up, or there are things about it that are no longer relevant, and they have served. And so they just, you know, shift when we are intentional. One of the things I want to say about you that is just so incredible, and why you are the best, absolute best, to be representing this type of expression and doing this type of work, is because you recognize your various stages, and that means that being present with those stages is going to impact others as they are going through. And because you do listen at a deeper level and able to go through these several times yourself and then with clients, that means you're going to help them to extract more of the dimensions out of them and their uniqueness and their brilliance. And so I want to just give a plug really quick again that Queen Renee's VIP initiatives, you know, Rise Up to Your High-End Life and Business, and also, you know, Power Hour. See, if you don't want to do a VIP intensive at this point, you can lean into your high-enitized experience with doing a Power Hour, and she can customize that, you know, for you. And then you can level up into her brand high VIP day offerings. So, Queen Renee, thank you so very, very much for this entire week. You have been phenomenal. And, of course, looking forward to having you do so much more as you keep transforming others and being that example of leadership that we so need, because you're delivering your worthwhile, outstanding works in the world and in the marketplace so magnificently. I just want to thank you again.
Thank you so much for this amazing platform and the opportunity to share my wow factor with your audience, that, you know,
yes,
and honor you in the same point to bring me to that. So
yes,
thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much. You have no idea. I'll have to, you know, shower you with praises. Thank you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, listeners, I certainly hope you feel high-energized after this segment. I do want to say thank you for tuning in, and I'd like for you to visit www.thewowseat.tumblr.com, because we have other signature segment platforms. I'd like for you to learn more about those. I am Allie Nicole Wow She Does It All. You can check out my press site, www.wowshedoesitall.com. Looking forward always to having you join us in the next segment, and please be sure to look in the description and check out Queen Renee's offerings. And as always, go out and make it a wild day and stay blessed.